The episode you're about to listen to is a special edition of The Startup Show, recorded during Grit Daily's live event at South by Southwest. Here we have an expansive range of topics and featured experts from various industries. Enjoy.
Welcome, everyone, to the Lively and Grit Daily House here at South by Southwest 2024. I am Zach Pennington. I'm going to be your host for this episode. I live in Austin and am an entrepreneur and advising consultant here in the city. I'm also a musician, so this is a really great conference for me to be at with tech and music. And I have the good fortune of talking to a couple tech guys that I met earlier this weekend, and we're going to talk about something they're working on called Click. So I'd like to introduce you all to Jeff Roberto, who's the CMO, and Florent Stropa, who is the Chief Product Officer. So welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so before we talk about Click real quick, I just love to get a background of where you guys are from. So Florent, you want to tell us where you're from?
So I live in Paris, in France. I'm the Chief Product Officer. I'm basically in charge of the product development and design of both Click and Nolo. Before that, I spent almost 20 years doing product management, mainly in telco companies, but also in marketplaces, okay, in scale-ups and startups.
Awesome. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, so I'm based in San Francisco. I'm working with our co-founders there. I joined recently, so I'm the newer of the bunch, just a few months into this. But prior to Click and Nodal, I've been in and around consumer tech for over 20 years, including some major mobile apps you may have heard of, PixArt, Shazam, Priceline, Friendster. So I've been around the block a few times, and I'm very excited to work with Florent and the team to build what we believe is going to be the next big thing on mobile.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. And the rest of your team's kind of all over the place too, right?
All over the place. We are fully remote. The headquarters is in San Francisco, so I'm lucky enough to go very frequently to this beautiful place. But the mobile team, for instance, is mostly based in Europe.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, well, and it sounds like from the conversations we had earlier this weekend, the problem you're solving is a global problem, so mm-hmm. It makes sense to have a global team. So whichever one of you wants to take the 30-second elevator pitch on Click, go for it.
Yeah, I can do it. So so Click's a new mobile app. It's available on iOS and Android today. We're literally brand new, a few weeks old. In fact, we're technically still in beta, or essentially this is our public beta. So welcome everybody to that. You can find us on the app stores at Click Camera or Click App if you search either one. What Click is, it's a camera app that allows you to take photo and video like you would on your normal OS camera. Once you capture the media, you can then swipe to sign that content. And by signing it, a digital proof is stored on chain. And that's essentially a record of authenticity that can be referenced along with the metadata that travels along with the image. And what this all does is it just allows anyone in the world to verify that photo, that video is actually real. And it includes things like location, time, device, and we believe this is going to be a big deal with various folks like creators and influencers, political figures, educators. The list goes on, but we think we're building something very special, especially in a world of Gen AI and lots of deep faking, and the world needs a tool like this to help navigate all that.
Yeah,
we could say why now? Why did we decide to do this now? It's last year, what happened is that with the surge of new tools, generative AI mainly, it became much easier and faster to create content, which sometimes are beautiful content, but you could also create fake content. Mm-hmm. and it could increase the level of misinformation that we have on media today. So yeah, before you needed Photoshop, it was easy to detect. Right now, it's actually almost impossible. And we believe in 2024, by the middle of the year, it will be absolutely impossible to discern between a real image from a real image to a fake one. So Click is really one solution to prove that something is real at the point of capture, right, on the phone. So that's why you need an app. You cannot do that on a web interface. You need an app which is protected. We have various level of protection to make sure that it is a real, genuine device that is actually taking the photo. And then we are encrypting some of the metadata and we're putting this on a blockchain. So we have various technical ways to ensure that the image is real.
Yeah, that makes sense. And there was a stat I think I heard Misha say the other day about the amount of photography that was generated by AI in the last year, like trumps all of humanity prior or something.
Yeah, so it's about 150 years of photos were generated with AI in the last 12 months.
Yeah, that's insane.
And that's accelerating, right?
Yeah, it's only going,
You know, if you, it'll probably double that by next year, right?
Absolutely.
So 300 years of photos. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of media, that's a lot of content, that's a lot to navigate. And so what we believe we're doing is providing a tool for people to help navigate all that.
And it's not just videos, obviously, it's videos.
Yeah, videos coming too.
You've seen Sora. Yeah, this is coming very, very strong in 2024. So Click captures photos and videos. We believe videos are actually almost even probably more important than photos, specifically for information sharing.
Yeah.
When you want to capture a specific event, or so it can be something like historical that is happening, or it could also be concert or sports event. So those things, videos are the main media for this kind of stories. So we believe that it is pretty strong.
Yeah. So you mentioned a couple of use cases at the intro there. I think some of the more obvious ones, especially in 2024, are the political campaigns, right? And the journalism surrounding those campaigns. You want to talk a little bit about kind of what you've already seen from journalists and people kind of in the political spectrum?
Sure. Yeah. And to put this in perspective, so there's over 2 billion people voting this year across 50 plus countries. And I think this is one of the biggest election years ever, right? So there's that. And then, of course, here in the U.S., you know, we have a massive election year. A pretty pivotal one. So that all said, you know, again, we think this is going to be a tool people are using, both the parties themselves and the voters, to prove maybe what they saw at a rally or at a, you know, at a talk, at a speech was actually true and real, before things get deep faked. I mean, I think we're aware of what recently happened with Biden and the robocalling. You know, that's potentially threatening to a campaign if you're able to deepfake a voice and call people and tell them something that's not true.
Yeah, I saw an article by the BBC where they were referencing an initiative that they're working on to essentially doubly verify the content that they're using to make their news stories. So can you guys talk a little bit about like how a brand like the BBC or, you know, maybe not the campaigns themselves, but more like the media outlets would use Click or similar tools to.
Yeah, I think today, like if you look at the media landscape, you know, organizations like BBC obviously have teams that are, you know, both close and maybe some that are operating somewhat independently, but still contracted to work with that organization, and they're trusted sources. I think as we fast forward and media organizations and agencies want more reach and to be able to get more real time photos and videos, they can use a tool like Click with, you know, correspondents or representatives out in the field that could be capturing content, and they know, given the digital proof that are, you know, proofs riding along with that content, that it's actually real. So I think this enables them potentially to pull more content out of more places around the world that they normally wouldn't have people deployed.
Mm-hmm. I remember when CNN launched their like kind of iJournalism platform, it was like citizen journalism.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then one of the challenges of that, right, is if you open things up to the internet, you know, it's easy for people to meme or spam or, you know, fake stuff like that. So it sounds like this might be a way for, like you said earlier, regular people like me.
Yeah.
To contribute to the official narrative of the world around me through these bigger media outlets, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah, and really being there on the scene,
right,
when the unexpected happens, right? Yeah. I feel like that's the case that we've never been able to solve.
Right.
Like there's something breaking, it's not known, someone happens to be there, capture something, now they can authenticate it, now they can use Click, authenticate it, and that media content can be shared with news publications.
So I'm a business guy, right? So let's talk business. So Nodal's the company, right? Click is the product.
Yep.
What's that relationship like, and how do you guys see Click as a business? Like, you know, how do you sell it? How does it generate revenue? Who are the customers? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about Click and the different avenues for making revenue. So first one is the Click app itself. For consumer, you will have some premium features. Mm-hmm. So it will be in-app purchase or subscription. People will be able to subscribe to those premium features. So that's one from the consumer side. We also have a business side, which is about signing documents. So slightly different kind of use case, but we are in contact with some firms who wants to use our technology to sign public documents like press releases.
Mm-hmm.
So you would be able to prove that the press release, like a simple PDF, is coming from them. So that would be another offering. And we also have a very, let's say, large enterprise offering, which is for companies that need to sign millions of items per month.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some discussions about it. So in that case, they're not going to be using Click. They're going to be using an SDK that they will embed in their own application. And so we will have licensing deals with those companies.
Yeah, I think the phrase that came to mind when you told me about that originally was like a digital notary,
mm-hmm.
right? Because right now, a lot of times you have to go to a bank or a post office or wherever and kind of have two people witness and all that stuff. It sounds like you might have a way to do that at scale that's a lot more cost effective and more secure. I mean,
yeah,
you know, having a person sign something and is really not that secure.
It's really not that secure.
Yes. We indeed have two things. So digital notary would be the blockchain itself,
yeah.
which is, I would say, you could use other blockchains that the Nodal chain for doing that.
Sure.
Technically, we also have a digital trust network, which is in the world of Web3, which we belong to, it's called DPIN, Decentralized Physical Infrastructure Network.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the Nodal app, which is the other app, which is basically sensing wireless signals, and we are deployed in I think more than 200 countries. So it creates some kind of a footprint of location, and it's going to be used by Click as a proof of location. Proof of location is also super critical.
Right.
So we're using the Nodal app for having these signature of places that the Click app can use.
Right. So it's like, who did it? When did they do it?
Exactly.
Where did they do it?
Absolutely.
And having all three of those come from different technologies.
Absolutely.
So the aggregate is what mm-hmm. makes it valuable and secure.
Yeah, and I think that the concept of digital witnesses is a big one that mm-hmm. we haven't really talked about on this podcast yet, but I feel like there's this network underneath Click that is very powerful in many ways. Meaning, like, you can have the Click app on your phone and not even be capturing content with it, but still be providing good to the network by simply having it on your device and your Bluetooth turned on, you're a witness of other people's content and media.
Yeah.
And that's a very powerful concept that we haven't really seen yet in the world of mobile photo and video.
Yeah, that's interesting. So it's almost like the Tile Apple Tag technology
yeah.
of like,
yeah,
I didn't lose my stuff today, but I helped someone who lost their stuff find
mm-hmm.
it
yeah.
because we were next to each other in a conference or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's great. That makes a lot of sense. What about kind of this misinformation or deep faking problem? Like, I mean, I agree it's a problem, but what kind of motivated the team and the founders of the company to go after that specifically?
Well, I think in a world of, 4 or 5 years ago, probably not as much, right, in terms of AI-generated content. And I think in more recent history, given the increase of that, there's a real need to solve that. I mean, we're seeing it over and over again in the media every day. I mean, there was just one yesterday about the... that came out of the UK.
Mm-hmm.
The royal family had to pull back an image mm-hmm. because it appeared to be edited in a way that was kind of awkward and strange. They realized it after the fact, after they'd already issued it to the media. So, I think we're going to see a lot more of those cases.
Yeah.
And there just needs to be a tool that helps navigate that.
I think the original story is we had this technology. And we realized that, wow, it was not really that they were part of the technology that were used for something completely different, like location of assets. You talked about AirTags. And basically, we have another part of the business which is exactly doing this. Mm-hmm. We have customers in France who are using our tech to detect and locate stolen cars. So we have this location of assets, let's say framework. Mm-hmm. We already had that. And then last year, we realized, wow, generative AI is moving so fast. We could actually use this tech to solve this problem that is coming. It is not so huge today. We only see a few stories here and there, but
it's going to get worse.
The frequency of those horrifying stories is just increasing. So
yeah.
We believe that this is the perfect year to launch a product like this.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. One use case that came up, I think, at one of the many cocktail hours we've been to was verifying dating app profiles.
Oh, yes.
Big right? case.
You know, this picture is of the person that's who they say they are.
And it was taken this year, this week versus 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just replaced my 10-year-old headshot. So I'm a hypocrite if I, call anyone out for that. But,
you had the idea, Zach. I mean, we're not. I don't think Jeff and I are on the dating scene, but
yeah,
I think it's a very good idea, indeed. Like the proof of the proof of time, the proof of time, the proof of gen. I mean, it's
you
a
live in Austin now.
Now,
yeah.
it's very important, and for sure for dating, it could be a potential avenue to work with those dating companies and provide them with an SDK. Could be a pretty useful use case.
Yeah, I mean, there's the joke kind of making sure the person is as attractive as they say they are, right? But there's a safety thing, right?
It's also safety thing.
Yeah, like if you go meet up with a stranger and they're not who they say they are, there's a lot of risk there, know. So
way back when I was on dating apps.
Yeah.
There were a few times where the images were not recent of the person I was meeting.
Okay.
And it was an interesting and a bit awkward. Interesting scenario. But one that we could help fix.
Are there any, other kind of killer features or tech on the horizon that you can speak about? I know you just launched the app, so asking for new features is like the classic consumer, but...
Sure. I mean, what we've launched as well for SourceBuy is the concept of channels. It's very different from the authenticity use case. It's more you create content, you publish it in channels, and then people who are in the same, in this case, SourceBuy Southwest 2024, it's a channel. Everybody who publishes on this channel, you will be able to see what's happening in Austin on a map, and you are able to get a feed. And we're actually using the feed for a slideshow that it can also be used in clubs. So you could imagine very completely different kind of use case where you have a party and people are taking photos of the party, and then they are able to display a slideshow on a giant screen of what's going on in the party, so you can create some interaction between users. And of course, the fact that you have control over the location and the time, you can make sure that those are photos that are being taken right now, right here.
Yeah.
So I'm not just spamming my flyers for my band while I'm at a concert.
Absolutely.
Like uploading, hey, come to my concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah. I like that idea. I originally thought when I heard about Instagram, 100 years ago, I imagined what it was kind of that. It was, everyone takes photos around the same place, around the same time, and then you can just kind of relive that experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it just became like everyone doctors photos, and then it was just like the opposite of what I thought it was, right? It's like, here's a filter of me from 3 months ago. Like,
yeah.
It's not, here's all of us at the same concert with different angles and, So that'd be a cool...
It changed. I mean, Instagram changed, obviously, for business reasons. There were actually an app 10 years ago, which was called Color. They were trying to do exactly this. They were trying to basically capture all the photos in a given place, in a given time, to give this sense. So for concert, would have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. It failed, but good ideas, usually, they don't necessarily fail because it's bad ideas, just because...
Timing.
Just the time. Not the right time, not the right tech. And we believe that, maybe right now, it's actually the right time for also those kind of experience for users.
Well, so we're kind of coming up here on time. I know all these podcasts are pretty short during South By, but any last thoughts you want to share, or maybe best place for people to find your all's information? I know you mentioned the app store earlier, but
yeah, the easiest place is our website, clickapp.com. From there, you will see a bunch of things. You'll be able to get to our apps directly on the stores. You can also go to clickapp.com/slideshow, right?
Yeah, slash C, and you will see all the channels. So slash C for channels. And yeah. We're getting inspired by Reddit with a subreddit, so we're trying to do sub clicks. So yeah, please visit us.
And social, right? So we're on X, we're on LinkedIn, we're on, of course, we're on Instagram as well, so you can find us there.
Awesome. And then I think my last kind of question would be, what's next for the team? Are you guys hiring? Are you fundraising? Are you, you know, and obviously you're trying to grow your customer base, but you know, what can the audience help you do? Do you need more engineers? Do you need more salespeople? Like, what do you guys
really get the word out and try the product? Give us feedback. I think, you know, we're in that early stage where feedback is always critical, but I think it's very critical right now. We just want to hear what people have to say, what they think of the product, things they maybe want to start seeing in the product, so we can deliver those.
Cool. Is there a mechanism in the app to give feedback? That's pretty easy.
Not right now. Yeah, we will introduce that soon, but not right now. You just you can contact us and or simply share review on the App Store and Google Play.
Yeah, that's true. And authenticate it in the public.
Exactly.
Right?
So,
there you go.
A verified user. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate your time again, Jeff and Florent, coming all the way to my hometown of Austin, you know, and South by Southwest. So we've had some good times this weekend. I appreciate you guys being on the podcast. And big shout out to Lively and Grit Daily for doing this. So cheers.
Cool. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.